This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchem Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We begin Simin Kuf Tes Vav Tam Berkas Ata Choinein. The reason for the bracha of Ata Choinein. Wow, we're moving along in Shmoneh Esrei. Simin Kuf Tes Vav. The reason for the bracha of Ata Choinein. The advantage of man over animal is understanding and good sense. It enacted Ata Choinein for as the beginning of the middle section. Shem Ein Bina. If there's no understanding, Ein Tfila. Then there is no prayer. Im ein bina, ein tefillah. If there's no understanding, there's no prayer. Okay, fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Roish l'am tziyais. So that's reason number one. Reason number one is the advantage of man over animal is bina. Even though the Malbim says that's not necessarily the case. There are animals that are smarter than a lot of people that you're going to meet. Also, so some people would say, well, the advantage of man over animal is speech. Also not true. There are some animals, they speak clearer and more intelligibly than the gibberish that you'll hear from most people. So what is the advantage of man over animal? Free choice. Free choice. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah brings another reason. Roish l'am tziyois. Oy tam al seder ha-bracha is kaisa b'sefer seder ha-yoyim. Ata choynein. Ata choinein, rishoina she'elas hachachma v'hadas ba'adam. Ata choinein is the first request. Rishoina she'elas hachachma v'hadas ba'adam. The first request is wisdom and das in a person. The belav hachi tomi mena enough. Otherwise, a stillborn is better than him. The Beis Yosef brings another reason that mi she'ein boi das asr l'rachim alav. Someone who doesn't have das, you now have mercy on him. Therefore, before we ask on our needs, we need to ask that Hashem gives us das. Otherwise, He can't have mercy on us. Right? A guy comes to you, you know, I'm starving, I have nothing, I can't support my family. Hey, pal, why don't you get a job? I never thought of that. So you can't give him. You're not allowed to give him. Misha'im boy das, asr l'rachim alav. It's asr. Not that you're allowed not to give him. You're not allowed to give him. So the same thing in Shemana Esrei. If you don't have das, Hashem can't give you anything. So, okay. Anyway, that's what Chazal say. V'lechem tzorach l'chavin b'akro. You need to have correct kavana for that. Someone who can't remember his learning. Sometimes people learn things, let's say like yesterday, and they can't remember it the next day. Says Rashi, you should be mechavin in the bracha of Ata Choinein. You should be marach in Ata Choinein. What do you do on Shabbos? What do you do on Shabbos? On Shabbos also you need das. So the Eishal Avram Buchat says, v'sein chalkeinu b'soy rasecha. You're marach in v'sein chalkeinu b'soy rasecha. Which for me, that's on Shabbos, those words are the most important words, because that's, you know, if I don't have Torah, I have nothing to do, you know. So that's, and here the Eishal Avram says the Iker Kavana of Ata Choinein is in the words of Sinchal Kein B'sar Secha, because it's a request for Chachmas HaTorah and a Bakasha on Yira Shamayim. An animal can't learn Gemara? What'd you say?
Yeah, Ata Choinein. Maybe Ata Choinein is safe to learning.
Well, I'm not getting it. Well,
Ata Choinein. A man has a food more than an animal.
You would hope. Not everybody, though. So that's why the...
Those who have.
Yeah, but they're the miyot, you know? But the Seder Yom says that it's the first request of a person. Shazah Iker hasheilo shetarcha adam lishol meisabar yisbarach shi'itan leisecha v'das yashar lemois barav v'livcha batoiv. This is more in lines with what I was saying from the Malbim, that you're asking for seichel to be able to exercise the proper free choice. Hashivenu la'achar hadas. Hashivenu after das. Hashivenu is after das. Kimitoy chadas noisin libay al chetoy. After das, you could pay attention to your sins. The kavanas habracha zois, the kavan of this bracha, levakesh me'es Hashem yisbarach, is to ask from Hashem, sheyachnia, that he should subdue, v'yashbel geyes yitzroy, and lower the arrogance of your yetzer. Slach lanu achar tshuva. Slach, slichas after tshuva, tzarch sheyale alibay. You need to think about hachatoyim, the sins oy habsham ba'atzmam, the sins themselves. So hashivenu is that Hashem should help you subdue the arrogance of your yetzer, and slach is to think about the sins itself. The Chafetz Chaim writes in the Sefer Taras Habayis that when you say slach lanu, if you remember a sin that you've done, you're mekabel not to do it again in this bracha. Rifa'enu refua achar hageula. Refu is after geula. Shekozman she'adam etzar enoi oimed me'al choliyoi. So as long as you're in distress, you cannot come out of your illness. V'ikar ha'kavana levakesh me'isa eloikenu. The main kavana to ask from Hashem, she'yirpa oisanu, is to heal us, k'dei sheniyu briyim v'chazakim lasek b'tar, so we should be healthy and strong to learn Torah, karoi v'lishmar kol ha'mitzvos. So first you need geula, because if you're distressed and you're betzar, you can't have refuah. You're asking for refuah primarily to be strong, to learn Torah, to do the mitzvahs. Birchas parnasa achar refuah. If someone's sick, you can't ask for food. Now in Borei Cholenu, you're allowed to ask for parnasa dafka if there's a particular need, but not just, you know, Ribbono Shel Olam, I have it now, make sure I have it in the future. A personal request in any of the middle brachos is only if you have a specific need, but to ask in general for the future only during Shema Kolenu. Aval achar shenisrape, after a person is healed, mevakesh achar panasasa lachsar ulhavri gufay menafshe. After a person is healed, he can ask for his parnasa, that he should be healed. We need to daven that Hashem should grant us our livelihood easily without distress, in a permissible way and not in a prohibited way. That which we make havdalah in this bracha, in ata choinen lefi shehu chachma. Because Havdalah is a wisdom. In order to discern between one thing and the next, you need das. Like the Yushalmi says, Im ein chachma Havdalah minayin. There's another reason, and that is you're now to ask any requests before you make Havdalah. So you have to make Havdalah before you make any bakashas. Another reason is because they were Mesakein Havdalah in the bracha of Chayil. This is the first bracha of Chayil. The Gra explains in some Reish Sali Dalet, why do we first say Ata Chaynein L'Adam Das and then make Havdalah? He says in order to fulfill both reasons. One of the reasons we say Havdalah and Ata Chaynein is because the main Das Havdalah Minayin. So first we have to mention Chachma. And according to the reason, it's also to be Taveat Tzrachav. First you make Havdalah, and then you're Mevakesh. So first we could say a Shevach, which is not a Bakasha. Then we say Havdalah, and then we make the Bakasha. Lachin Kavu B'Berchas HaChachma, the Mishnah Berurah says that's why they were Mesakein a havdalah in the bracha of chachma. V'remez l'davar, a remez to this, is bina, is rashi tevois, besamim, yayin, ner, havdalah. Bina stands for bina. Bina stands for besamim, yayin, ner, havdalah. By the way, that's not the order of the brachos. First you say bari pri hagafen, then you say bari minei bezamim, then you say bari ma'ari eish, then you say hamaldu ben kosh l'chali. Once I asked the Ben Ish Chai why in that order, he said very simply, it goes from lowest to highest. Yayin is in your mouth, bezamim is in your nose, ma'ari eish is your eyes, and havdal is in your head. So it goes from mouth to nose to eyes to head, from lower to higher. Why do we mention Avinu Davka and Shuva and Slicha? I know time of Shana Maskir and Lefnei Lefanav Shav Chayiv Lelamed in Benoi. In Hashivenu, we say Avinu because a father is Chayiv to teach a son. Uvesach Lanu Misham Dachsev Yashav El Hashem Virachameyu. Alkein Onu Maskir and Rachamei Ha'av Al Aben. I would add, the reason why we say Avinu in Slach Lanu is because if Hashem was only Malkenu, He wouldn't be able to forgive us, because Melech Shemachal Al Kvoida Ein Kvoida Machal. Yeah? Okay. Ayin Bel Yerabba Shemei Videos Diyesham Shesach Lemer Chaninu Me Itcha Ata Chayin Lam Das Umlam Nesvina Chaninu Veloi Vichaninu. Not Vichaninu Mibnei Shu Haschalas Bracha. Chaninu is the beginning of the beginning of the Bakasha. But Matzah Shabbos, that you say Havdalah, then you say Vichaninu. Right? You say Matzah Shabbos. Atochen Lamdas Malanesh Chaninu. Atochen Talmadas Vichaninu. Some say you always say v'chaninu. The minhag is to say chaninu. Chaninu me'yitcha de'a bina v'haskel. Alright, that's the bracha of Ata Chaynein. Simen Kuf Tes Vav. Tomorrow we will see Simen Kuf Tes Zayin. Stay well. Have a good day, everyone. Kol Tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.